Yesterday we celebrated Corpus Christi, a special day with deep meaning. Have you ever paused to wonder why it's celebrated? It's a story about a priest's moment of doubt and a miracle that defied explanation. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. Yesterday we celebrated the Feast of Corpus Christi, a unique day in our Catholic calendar. It's the day we're reminded, perhaps more than any other, that the Eucharist isn't just a symbol. It is, in fact, the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we all know what the Church teaches, that at the moment of consecration, the substance of the bread and wine changes completely, but the accidents, that is, the appearance, taste, smell, and texture, remain the same. In other words, to our senses, nothing changes, but in reality, everything changes. You've probably heard this before. But did you know that yesterday's feast day is actually tied to a Eucharistic miracle? Sometimes, very rarely, during consecration, God allows something extraordinary to happen. Even the appearance of bread and wine changes into real flesh and real blood. These are known as Eucharistic miracles. And one of these miracles, which happened in the 13th century, is the very reason we celebrate Corpus Christi to this day. Here's the story. In 1263, a Bohemian priest, Peter of Prague, traveled to Rome on a pilgrimage when he stopped in Bolzena, a town in central Italy. As he was celebrating Mass in the Church of St. Christina, he began having doubts about the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. However, as he pronounced the words of consecration, blood began dripping from the host, staining the altar linen. At first, the priest tried to hide the blood, but eventually he interrupted the Mass and asked to be taken to the neighboring city of Orvieto, where Pope Urban IV resided. The Pope investigated the miraculous host and blood-stained altar cloth and confirmed its authenticity. He instituted a new feast in the liturgical calendar, the Solemnity of Corpus Christi, in 1264. To this day, the blood-stained linen is displayed in Orvieto Cathedral, while the blood-stained altar stone is in Bolzena's Basilica of St. Christina. Now, while the miracle of Bolzena inspired Corpus Christi, the earliest and most scientifically examined Eucharistic miracle occurred back in the 8th century in Lanciano, Italy. A Basilian monk was celebrating Mass while silently battling doubts about the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. But, as he said the words of consecration, the host visibly turned into a piece of flesh and the wine transformed into blood, right before the eyes of everyone present. The blood eventually coagulated into 5 distinct globules. Fast forward to the 1970s, a team of doctors and scientists, led by Dr. Eduardo Linoli, conducted an in-depth analysis of the relics. What they found is astonishing. The flesh is human cardiac tissue, heart muscle. The blood is real human blood, and both the flesh and the blood are of the same blood type, AB. No preservatives were used, yet the flesh and blood remained incorrupt for over 12 centuries. Also, the weight of the five globules together is the exact same weight as when each globule is weighed separately, a phenomenon defying natural laws. A follow-up study in 1991 confirmed the original results. Today, the relics are still kept and venerated in the Church of San Francesco in Lanciano. Now, I'd like to share something I find deeply fascinating. Scientists have examined other Eucharistic miracles over the years, and they always find the exact same thing, AB blood type. Even the blood on the Shroud of Turin is AB. Now, why do I find this so fascinating? Well, because the AB blood type is the universal recipient. It can safely receive blood from any type. I find this astonishing because, as Christians, we believe Jesus took upon himself the sins of everyone. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So, when I hear that Jesus' blood is AB, I can't help but think, even in this small scientific detail, his mission echoes through. He is the universal recipient, the one who absorbs humanity's brokenness. Even his very body proclaims this truth. So, the next time you gaze upon the Eucharist, remember, what looks like bread and wine is, in truth, the blood and body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.